There is, yeah. Well, I mean, look, the thing with Gavin White is that you can't leave him out. He definitely has to start. He's just that type of player. He makes a big difference to Kerry. I remember being up in at the game in Kildare, and I felt that, Kerry won the game comfortably in the end, but you do miss his pace, even on the defensive end. If Kerry are trying to scramble across the other side of the pitch, you need speed there. And I know, for example, Breno Begley is very quick as well. But Gavin just has that extra bit of burst of speed that, whether it's defending or attacking, he will go by. He would, like, say on the offensive end, he'll go by his man, no problem. And it does make that big difference to Kerry, that it just gives him a different dynamic. In terms of the subs bench, look, the bench looks very strong. The bench looks very, very strong there with Breen Begley there. You've Tom Sullivan in there, Shaunie O'Shea obviously as well. So you've all star talent there that maybe the opposition probably don't have at this stage of their development. Shane Ryan being absent is, I suppose, is disappointing for him. He's been working back, trying to get back towards full fitness all year. And we haven't seen him all year. But Shane Murphy's had such a great season. I think at this stage, there's probably a point where Kerry fans were like, Jesus, hopefully Shane Ryan gets back, we'll need him for the end of the year, probably. But Shane Murphy's just really stepped up to the plate. I think he's played so well. It sounds mad to say it when Shane Ryan was an all-star last year and the best keeper in the country, but it's not like we're desperately needing him back at this stage. I think that Shane Murphy's done enough to prove that. I think his teammates have faith in him, and I think the fans have faith in him, and his performances the last couple of games, as I said, have been excellent. So, disappointing for Shane that he's not able to make the bench, but who knows, maybe he'll be in a position to make the bench for a final, maybe if Kerry get there.
Yeah, might be the case. Shaunie O'Shea, the big question was, what he's 26 minutes or so from the quarterfinal against Tyrone, would he be starting? And the management decided no, they're keeping him in reserve again.
Yeah, well, look, this is the team that's been named anyway. Jack O'Connor
Yeah, well,
isn't
that's the
really a
other thing we
man
have to
for.
say. It might turn out to be different at 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah. So, like, in fairness, Jack isn't the type of manager to make wholesale changes. He's probably, I remember I wrote about it last year in terms of dummy teams in which county managers were the worst for it, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah.
Jack was actually at the very bottom of the table in terms of the amount of changes that he makes to his team, the late changes compared to the 15 he named. So, and look, you never know, there could still be one or two, but I did think that, look, as like Gavin White, if Shaunie O'Shea is fit, he starts. Like, if he's 100%, he starts. There's no question about that, obviously. I don't think he looked 100% when he came on against Tyrone. It was great to have him there, and you still probably, if Shaunie O'Shea is at 75%, it's probably good to have him on the pitch for the last 15 minutes, because he just has that intelligence and he has the know-how to keep the ball, and he'll make the right decision. And of course, if there's, for example, a free from the left-hand side, no better man to be taking it than Shaunie O'Shea. I did
Yeah.
think that he looked probably still searching for a bit of fitness. I thought when he came on, he had an opportunity for a shot that he kind of hesitated on. I think that he wouldn't have hesitated if he was maybe at it 100% and was match fit. So, I think, yeah, look, we'll have to wait and see. I'm sure he'll play some part the next day. And any part he will play will be, it'll be greatly appreciated by Kerry fans anyway to see him on the pitch.
Yeah, certainly will. Dublin have gone unchanged as well, the team that upset Galway in the quarterfinal. Adam, look, it's looking at this game and maybe looking at the whole season, more or less, it's very difficult to call it, isn't it? Like 7, 8 point leads don't mean what they used to in Gaelic football.
Yeah, that's the thing. Anyone can beat anyone, really. And look, I know that's kind of what Kerry always will say in these scenarios when they're favourites. But, like, you look at it realistically. Okay, maybe 6 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, even, maybe Dublin were on no one's radar. They were probably not even in the top eight,
Yeah,
or in
yeah.
contention. Realistically, they got relegated from Division One. They lost the Leinster final to Westmeath. They lost to Louth in the first round of the Sam Maguire. And at that stage, I mean, like, even from Kerry's point of view, I'd be surprised if anyone inside the dressing room or any of the coaches or any of the Jack or anyone like that was thinking about Dublin at that stage, being realistic about it. But things change rapidly, as you said, with the new rules. It is a kind of a leveler in terms of you're never really safe. In the past, if you were, like you said, 7, 8 points up, you can kind of write the game off. That's not how it is anymore. And I think there's massive momentum swings in games based on the kickout. So if you can't get your hands on primary possession from the kickout, you're in trouble. And it doesn't matter if you're Kerry or Donegal or whoever, or Dublin, whoever it might be. If you can't get your hands on that ball, you're going to struggle. You're going to keep having to defend, defend, defend. It's the two-pointer makes it easier for teams to rack up scores when they have momentum. So, and obviously the new rules in general with the three up and the three back. So, yeah, look, I think Dublin, as I said, would not have been a team that Kerry would have been thinking about all year. But as soon as they beat Donegal, they're straight away. They're like, geez, maybe they can do something this year. And if you look at their lineup there, like especially like the six forwards, Basgeil, Conor O'Callaghan, Niall Scully, Paddy Small, Kilkenny, Cormac Costello, that's nearly the old Dublin team. That's a team. If you look at the team from 3 years ago in that final in 2023 when Kerry lost, most of those guys were starting. Maybe Paul Mannion is the one that the one obvious one that's not there anymore. But it's still a very strong team. And like you can say Kilkenny and Niall Scully have been around a long time, but their performances haven't really dropped at all. They've been outstanding recently. So, and they're two of the top players of the modern era. So, look, I think there's every reason for Kerry to be wary of Dublin the next day. There's no doubt about that. And yeah, look, would I say that Kerry are another strong favourites with the bookies, but like you said, the new game, anything can happen.
And the bookies have got it wrong more often than they've got it right this season with the championship and the way it's gone. Just finally, quick word, and it's going to be a massive day for Kerry fans. Everyone really looking forward to it. Just on that side of the strength of the bench you mentioned, finally, this Cillian Trent and Cillian Spillane, both off the panel. Is that an indication just how competitive it is within the Kerry squad to make it on match day?
It is sure. Look, for the whole year, Kerry have been missing players. They've been missing six or seven or eight starters for the whole year. And the thing that you have to give credit to the rest of the panel for is that for a good portion of that time, I won't say you didn't notice these guys missing, but it wasn't the major issue for Kerry really. And they were still getting by. They were putting up good performances. They were putting up good scores against teams that they should have been beating. And lots of those guys did very well. So I think it was probably inevitable that at come this stage of the year, you're talking about seven guys coming back in. There's going to be fellas who are going to be disappointed. They're going to have to miss out. And it's not a slight on them realistically. I mean, if you're in either of those guys' shoes and you see the likes of Sean O'Shea coming in ahead of you, or you see, Tony Brosnan's there who played quite well this year. He's on the bench, might be thinking that he could have been starting at one stage of the year as well. So, the competition is fierce. And if you look at the six forwards that are starting, like you're talking about really, really top class players. There's top class pl players to back them up on the bench. So look, there's no shame in being slightly below them in the pecking order at this stage of the year. So as disappointing as it is, I think, look, it's a squad game. And when it comes down to it, if Kerry do go all the way, everyone who played a part this year, like I said, they played their part, and there's no shame in that.
All right, Adam, listen, brilliant. Thanks for taking time this morning and enjoy the game on Sunday.
Thanks, Millie.